Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. Robbed, Dr. Jessica Tinker's innocence was stolen like a thief in the night. She was sexually assaulted one night after leaving a party attended by a large group of doctors. That's the storyline in the novel Do No Harm by our guest on today's This Week in America. Dr. Tinker is fearless and brilliant as she relentlessly searches for the rapist with a tattoo of a bald eagle on his shoulder. This, however, opens a floodgate of crimes upon her when a child traffickers abduct her child. It's all in the book Do No Harm. The author is Mary M. McNaughton. She is a native of Canada, nurse practitioner, writer, speaker on health issues. She has spent considerable time in Central America providing health care to help fight poverty and disease. In addition to her nurse practitioner certification, Mary has degrees in nursing and education, and as I mentioned, a very talented writer. She's the author of two books, Sin of Ambition and Do No Harm. Mary M. McNaughton with us on This Week in America. Mary, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I do the storyline, and I really enjoyed reading the book. You do an excellent job. The book really unfolds as you're reading it. And I understand, let's go back to that first book, Sin of Ambition. Talk about that. You did that a few years ago, and that launched this writing career. Talk about that experience with the first book.
Okay. Well, basically, because my background is in medical, I'm not exposed to writing a lot. And so many, many years ago, after I graduated from the university in public health, my job required me to drive 60 miles to and from my work. And it was then that I seriously began wondering how to write, since my background, as I said, was in the medical field. But I found myself at a total loss. However, later, I kept little pieces of paper at work and during my drive, on which I wrote a sentence or a few spoken words by people that I thought were humorous antidotes. And these I stuffed into what I called my tapestry shoebox. And I always felt laughter is a good antitoxin for stress.
Well, and it works, and it really does. And the writing is, in reading reviews, they all talk about your vivid descriptions, how you're able to really depict a scene, so it's quite visual as we're reading that. Where does that come from?
I think from, again, a few years flew by, and then after I graduated from another university, and I just want to make the point connection. And with additional studies, again, in the medical field, I secured a challenging job with great responsibility. And it was here in my workplace that I observed and became involved in situations where children, young adults were maltreated. I focused on that detail. I felt the unfairness in various situations. And this, again, triggered me to think about writing, incorporating some factual information. And of course, another few years rolled past, and I finally decided to pick my pen up and write, always keeping the reader in mind and hoping the reader would find his or her journey as the story began to evolve of Sin of Ambition. However, I think what's important for me is that prior to and during writing, I spent a great deal of time studying the art and craft of novel writing, such things, how to build a strong character, how to build a strong plot, viewpoint, grammar, dialogue, things you just mentioned, and so on. I even attended writers' group sessions and listened to skilled published speakers. I got good recommendation from editors when I submitted the basic story on how to improve my story. And in the tragedy is here. In the interim, I was dealing with the death of my daughter, And a few years later, the death of my soulmate, my husband. And then I paused a very, very long time in my writing. I just still think about them.
Yes.
But then I returned and I had to write and identify, relearn, basically, my characters in a story of continuing writing. It was almost foreign to me because several years went by, I didn't touch the story, didn't finish it. And then when I picked it up, I am not kidding, I really had to think, gosh, what am I going to write about? I have to feel what my character feels. And it took me a long time. And this learning curve took me a very long time, but finally, Sin of Ambition was written and published.
And very well reviewed, too. I will mention that everybody really liked that. Riveting was a word that was commonly used in the reviews that I was reading.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know. There were a couple of factors that, you know, are never... You mentioned a general summary of Sin of Ambition, but I kind of would like to add a little bit of more.
Oh, please do. Please do.
If I can. Because Sin of Ambition took place in the 1960s and 70s, and the novel is about a young woman's quest for accomplishment. And it's a gripping and interesting study of what we stand to lose when we set out to achieve one goal at the exclusion of everything else. And the heroine, laser focus on success in life, threatens to blot out so many things that make life worth living. Decisions are made that cannot be unmade. Multiple lives are torn apart. Even to the best of intentions, her pursuit of what she sees as perfection has repercussions she never could have imagined.
And that's all the...
I just thought that was an important focus.
Well, it certainly is, and it has my attention now, because, yeah, there are so many relevant topics you're talking about. The name of the book,
God,
appropriately, is Sin of Ambition. The new book that from Mary M. McNaughton, and we'll give you all this information on where the books are available here very shortly, is called Do No Harm, and I did a brief synopsis of that in the beginning, and I love the character of Dr. Jessica Tinker. This is set back in what the mid-1970s, and she's sort of a trailblazer, but I like her character. Tell me a little bit about Dr. Tinker, and then we'll follow the storyline as far as we can without giving too much away.
Right, yeah, it is hard sometimes for me to, because, you know, writing it, I get carried away and want to say, oh, yeah, this happened. Oh, yeah, that happened.
Well, and as a reader, I would like to say that, too. And it's like, no, Rick, you can't do that.
Can't.
Yeah, they publish these books so people buy them. So we need to get them interested. Exactly. That's the way it works.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the novel entitled, of course, Do No Harm, which was published by Page Turner Press and Media this year. 2018, and the brief story outline of Do No Harm, I'll just state it, it takes place again in the part of the 60s and 70s, and prior to attending surgery residency, a female doctor, Jessica, the protagonist, was sexually assaulted after leaving a party hosted for doctors. And she remembers seeing a tattoo of a bald eagle on the rapist's shoulder. And then 1 year later, she attends medical school and studies surgery. While in residency, she experiences negative attitudes, namely non-acceptance and mockery by male colleagues, as well as some surgery instructors making negative remarks about women. In particular, one of her instructors intensely hated women. this is back in the 70s. I'm not sure it's totally absolved today.
Well, no, no. And the guy's a jerk in the 70s, or if you put him in 2018, it's amazing. He keeps coming up throughout the book, and right off the bat does a sexist joke and when he's got everybody gathered, and it's just right away we know we're not going to care for this guy.
Exactly, but you're still wondering. She knows it's the doctor that assaulted her, but it's which one? I mean, there's tons of them, a crowd.
Yes.
And has no idea who it is, but she's still driven to go to medical school. And you have to read the book to find out who it was. And this story, actually, Do No Harm, took me 2 to 3 years to write.
Wow.
And the reason it took me so long, but not as long as the first one, but there were a lot of, you know, tragedy in that one.
Yes.
But anyway, the reason it took me 2 to 3 years, that time span, because in addition, I attend classes in art and am presently involved actively in attending classes, and I study watercolor and acrylic painting, and I do pen and ink, and you know, you have homework all the time. And I, in addition, am a busy person. I do a lot
certainly
of
sounds like
hiking.
It. Yes.
Hiking. I love golfing. So anyone in the area that loves golfing, just call me up. I love golfing. And I attend a fitness center. Medically, I know it's critical that we keep in shape. As we age, we all start losing muscle mass after 25, so we better get with it. And every day I search for things to inspire me to write. And so I have just started my third novel, which is a mystery.
Ooh, now I'm looking forward to that. The first one, Sin of Ambition, we talked about, and we're talking about Do No Harm. The author is Mary M. McNaughton. That's McNaughton. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. Again, the name of the book is Do No Harm. This was just a really good story that literally was a page turner. You wanted to like, okay, I know I should be getting some sleep now, but I tell you what, I'm going to read a few more chapters here and see how the story progresses. When you write, do you start with it with an outline? Did you know where the story was going at Do No Harm, or did it take a few side streets along the way?
Yeah, not initially. I had an outline, and my characters, I gave them names, and you know, I sketched like on scrap paper. It's a mess, but I know where I'm going with my
That's
arrows
important.
And my cross arrows. But I thought about the ending, but I wasn't sure I would end the way I ended. But, you know, knowing the story, the reader will definitely want to know what happens to all these characters involved. And so that I knew I had to reveal and at the end. And
yes.
But then at that point, I knew I had to end it with a sort of a conclusion for the reader.
Yes, sometimes you finish your book and it's like, well, I'm really not quite sure what happened there, and you're looking for more pages. With this book, Do No Harm, when you get to the end, it's like, okay, there's closure here. I can go on now. I know what happened to all of the people. I'm satisfied with that. What a great experience, and go on for something else. As you're starting to write the mystery now, talk about going about that, because you need to tie a whole lot of things together as you know, you're leading this trail as we're reading the book. What kind of experience has that been so far?
I have learned, like I said, a terrific amount on studying the world of writing. And I now know I have to have a beginning, a middle, and an end in my story. I also am aware of a good description of my characters and subplots, because you just can't go boom, boom. I need to raise suspense
right.
as I go, curiosity, and fooling the reader sometimes when they think, oh yeah, this is what it is, and it turns out just the opposite. So
that's what makes the book fun, when you suddenly you think, I know where she's going with this, and then you realize, no, that's not even close to where I thought she was going with that. Well, I'm looking forward to reading book number 3. This book is Do No Harm, and really some strong characters in the book, led by Dr. Jessica Tinker. Talk about when you develop a character. Are there some traits, people that in real life that you sort of observe and think, I'm going to jot down some of the characteristics that they have because I can use them in developing a character?
Yeah, I think strength, leadership, speaking up and acting, not always just talking, but it's like everything in life. It's important to discuss an issue, but then you need to act on it, either individually or with a group,
right,
with honesty, sincerity. I think that's a terribly important piece of character. And then I think you need to look at people that are aggressive and maybe assertive would be a better word, and kind, understanding, compassionate, because not every character is going to have that. It depends what position he or she is playing, that you will look at their personality and their background and their honesty, I think, is basically what I look for.
Yeah, and then you take that diverse group that you just talked about that you create, and then you have to like blend them together, and you do such a good job in the book, Do No Harm. You mentioned something interesting, working with Page-Turner Press and Media. Talk about what that experience has been like for you. It is so important to have somebody who's encouraging the writer and there for assistance as you go through this process.
Right. My impression, and I often laugh when I know friends and tell them, you know, if you like, you can go to pageturner.us/bookstore and buy the book. But the thing that kind of amused me is the title, Page Turner, because I feel my story is a page turner.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and I thought this publishing press and media employees were really all very quick to reply to any of my concerns and questions and confusions. They were really good. And everybody really was very kind, understanding, and even the editors at Page Turner were very helpful, giving me hints and clues and some guidance, you know, on areas that I needed to improve or connect that was a bit disjointed. And there was one chap that I remember clearly, if I could name him.
Sure,
it was,
sure.
John Silva, in particular, he was so helpful to answer. And some of my questions, I'm certain, sounded idiotic. But anyway, he kept me, he defined things I didn't understand. And he did keep me updated. And that, to me, was critical. Updated on Do No Harm as it was, you know, in their hands of being published. Everything was, I was up to date. And I thought they did a very truly artistic and very appealing and intriguing book cover. I was frankly impressed.
I love the book cover.
Oh, wow.
I think so often that's overlooked, and that's sort of like your first impression. If you see it in a bookstore, if you're shopping online and you see a picture that grabs your attention, people are interested in this whole area of medicine. When they see the book cover, it's going to get their attention. The book we're talking about is Do No Harm. Mary M. McNaughton is the author and our guest in the program. Book is now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page-Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a whole lot more. So it's basically available everywhere. Page-Turner, we talked about, is also pageturner.us, and it's available, as I mentioned, in the bookstore there as well. Mary, it's been a pleasure. You are a very talented writer. Loved having a chance to read Do No Harm. Looking forward to the next book, so please keep us in mind.
Oh, thank you so very much. I am so pleased. Thank you. A million.
You are an excellent writer. The book is Do No Harm, Mary M. McNaughton, our guest on the program. You can find all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.